front? Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. So I know that we began discussing Hatmana last week. I honestly don't remember how far we got into it, but so let's just go over the basics of Hatmana and then get to the point. I don't think we discussed crackpots extensively, did we, in terms of... Oh, yeah, okay, I'd like to discuss that specifically in terms of... But in general, Hatmana is an important topic. The basic idea, the concept of Hatmana is insulating the food, taking a pot of food and wrapping it with some substance that, there are two categories of substances. There are things that actually make it hotter, that add heat. It's called Mosif Hevel, and that you're never allowed to do, meaning not even allowed to do that before Shabbos, and you know, if you unless you take it apart, unless you unwrap it, before Shabbos begins. But you, even if you wrap it up before Shabbos, you're not allowed to let it go into Shabbos wrapped with a Dover Hamosif Hevel, with something which is going to add heat. And then there's other things which are Eino Mosif Hevel. They just preserve, they maintain the heat that's there. And those are most of the things anyway that we would use. Meaning things like towels or a blanket or anything of that sort that a person would want to cover his pot with is a davar she'eino mosif hevel. And the other halach is you are allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, and leave it that way into Shabbos, even if it's totally wrapped, totally concealed and insulated by these materials. It's permissible. You're just not allowed to do it on Shabbos itself. You're not, or at least now, so let me just clarify this point. I don't know if we spoke this out last week. You're not allowed to initiate it on Shabbos. If you had it wrapped from before Shabbos in something like a blanket or towels, and the stuff fell off, or even if you took it off, you're allowed to put it back. You're allowed to rewrap it, as long as when Shabbos began, it was wrapped. It was mutman. You're allowed to rewrap it. You're allowed to take it out and take some food out, and then rewrap it, and you're even allowed to wrap it better. In other words, the halach is, let's say it was wrapped before Shabbos in a thin sheet, and now you decide on Shabbos that you want to do a better job. Somebody, your wife sees and says, "Oh, that's all you use. Let's put something better on it." Or maybe you realize you're eating later than you thought. The meal is going to be a little bit later, so you want to make a stronger effort, a greater effort to keep in the heat. So you're allowed to put something, either take off the first thing and put something else on, or just add. You're allowed to, once it was wrapped from before Shabbos, in a davar she'eino mosif hevel, you're allowed to increase the wrapping. Replace the wrapping, increase the wrapping, that's all okay. If you took it off before Shabbos, and then to put it back on Shabbos, is not mutter to do that. Once you took it off before Shabbos, then... you can't put it back on Shabbos. Now, and a very important point is that there's a very basic machlokas here between the Rama and the Mechaber and the Rama in Simin Reish Nun Gimel regarding Hatmana, and that is that the Mechaber holds that something is called Hatmana even if it's just in contact with the substance that's matminit on partially, even just at the bottom. For example, the Mechaber discusses in Reish Nun Gimel a case where a person wants to leave his pot of food in a hot place where there are coals, like on a kira or a tanur where there are coals, and he wants to let's just talk about the kira. Kira is like today's types of stoves. He wants to leave it there, but there are coals there. So the Mechaber says you could do it, but make sure it's not touching the coals. Make sure the pot is sitting like on some sort of a trivet or whatever it may be, some sort of stand that keeps it raised above the coals. Because if it's touching the coals, if the bottom of the pot is on the coals or in the coals a little, then that's called Hatmana. And it's usher right there and then. And Hatmana is usher even though the food is fully cooked. It's not like Shehiya that we learned about, that even according to the Mechaber, who's Machmer, but if the food is fully cooked and it's already, past, it's already drying out, it's Mitztami Viralo, even the Mechaber agrees Hatmana is Mutter. Shehiya is Mutter, just to leave it, in the stove is Mutter. And the Rama holds even much, more extreme, that even if it's not fully cooked, even if it's just partially cooked, a third cooked, or half cooked. The Ramah holds that once it's reached that degree of cooking, there's no problem. There's no problem anymore of shehia. That's the sheet of the Ramah. But it's not true by Hatmana. If it's mutman, if the pot is in a state that's called Hatmana, that's it's wrapped by a substance that's either getting it hotter or keeping it hot, then according to the Mechaber, it's also, even if it's just a bit, even if it's just on one side, just on the bottom. And the Ramah right there disagrees right there in Siman Reish and Gimel, at the end of Sif Aleph, the Ramah disagrees and says it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's touching the Gechalim, that's not Hatmana. Hatmana is only if it's entirely wrapped. And that's the way the poskim speak it out. The Mishnah Berurah there speaks it out in two places. That's got to be entirely wrapped to be considered hatmana, wrapped on all sides, even on the top as well. Meaning, okay, so, and that's typically the way Ashkenazim go. Although the Chazon Ish was very opposed to this kula, he did not hold of this let's call it kula of the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah goes with it, and as do many achronim that preceded him. They go with this sheet of the Ramah. This is the Sfaradim HaMachma, like the Mechaber, but the Ashkenazim follow the Pesach of the Ramah by and large in this matter. So that's a very important point, because that means that let's say you had a pot of soup on the fire going into Shabbos, and it wasn't wrapped at all, and now you, if you take it off the fire on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap it, because we said you're not allowed to initiate Hatmana on Shabbos, even if it was mamash on the fire or on the blech or whatever when Shabbos started, so that it was being kept hot, even hotter than Hatmana will do, then it was being kept hotter than wrapping it in a blanket is going to do. But nonetheless, it's a different procedure. The process of Hatmana did not begin before Shabbos, so you can't begin it on Shabbos. But according to the Ramah, as long as you only partially wrap it, there's no problem. There's no concern. So now let me just give you one or two cases of Hatmana, and then I want to talk about crackpots. One or two cases besides this very basic case of wrapping your soup pot. There's a discussion about two things. Let's say a person wants to warm up a challah or a kugel or a challah, something that was in the refrigerator on Shabbos, fully cooked, and so there's no problem. It's fully cooked, it's dry, so there's no problem getting it hot on Shabbos. This ain bishel acha bishel by Davar Yavesh, which is fully cooked. There's no problem bishel acha bishel. So a person wants to get it hot. So they want to get it hot by let's say putting it on a blech or on a platen. Now you can't put it directly on the blech, and according to most if not all poskim, you can't put it directly on the platen either, on the Shabbos hot plate. If it wasn't there when Shabbos began, you've taken it out of the refrigerator, you can't put it there directly, but you could take a thin aluminum pan, turn it upside down, put that on the blech or that on the hot plate, and then put this on top of that, and it can get plenty hot that way. So to do that is mutter, but what about to wrap it, to do that, we just said you certainly couldn't do it, right? You can't wrap it and then put it on top. You can't even wrap it. You can't wrap it to heat it up. Now, I have to explain the following. It is mutter to be matmin something cold. There is a halacha that you're allowed to do hatmana on a davar tzonein, on a cold food. You're allowed to do hatmana with a davar she'eino mosif hevel, right? With a davar she'eino mosif hevel, like a blanket. But that's only if your goal and your purpose is to either keep it from getting colder, or even if your purpose is to take out the chill a little, to reduce the coldness, if that's the right word. You want to reduce, it's called in Hebrew lahafig tzinaso. You want to make it a little less cold. But if you want to warm it up, then it's not mutter. It's an interesting thing. There's a difference between taking off some of, making it less cold and making it actually warm. So if you want to make it warm, even not yet, so let us know. But if you want to be molded chom, you want to wrap it in something that's not mosif hevel, but something that will hopefully will will, you know, let's say get these like a thick quilt or something like that, and it'll actually get it warm. Maybe it wasn't so ice cold. It was cold. You know, maybe it was room temperature. Room temperature was cold. But and now wrapping it in a thick quilt maybe will warm it up a little. If that's your kavana, that's usher. So okay. So what I'm saying is, therefore, if you're putting something on the blech, even on a pan, on overturned pan on the blech, obviously your kavana is to heat it up, right? So even though it's cold, it might be ice cold. You might have taken it straight out of the refrigerator where it's very cold, 35 degrees. The kugel is 35 degrees a kugel, so it's definitely tzonin. But if you're putting it on the on a pan on the blech, obviously your matar is to warm it up. So to wrap it then in order to get it, you know, to enhance the or to increase the warming process would be absolutely usur. You cannot do that. You cannot wrap it on Shabbos and put it on the pan on the blech, because you're doing that to heat it more, and that you're not allowed to do even with it, even on Shabbos. You can't wrap it even in the Dovah Shena Mosif Hevel, and even though it's sewn in, even though it's cold, but you're doing it to make it hot, to make it warm. Now, but let's say it's a piece of kugel, and you don't want to just put a piece of kugel down, you know, straight onto the pan. You don't normally do that. You don't normally take food which is unwrapped and just put it down. Maybe you put it in a pan, but like on the bottom of the pan, you don't want to do that. Let's say you want to wrap it because you want it to stay clean, because you want to be able to handle it, to work with it, and so you don't want. And maybe it's wrapped already in the refrigerator. It's wrapped in the refrigerator just to keep it clean, to keep it, you know, in one piece. And so if that's your matara, if that is truly your matara, that the wrapping is not in order to heat it up, but not to add to the heating process, but rather the wrapping is to keep it clean, or to keep your hands clean not to have to, you know, handle it directly, then you're allowed to. This is based, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish and Zayin Se'if Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says that we come welcome lasam kalim ala tavshil, to put kalim over a food k'dei l'shamru min ha'achbarim, in order to protect it from mice. Or so it shouldn't get dirty from dust or dirt. Shari. That's not called matmin lahachim. That's okay. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to wrap something in order to keep it clean.
What's the status of aluminum foil? Aluminum foil keeps it clean, but also adds to the heat, I think.
So it depends on the person's kavanah. That's what I'm saying. If the person's kavanah is honestly not to make it hotter, they're perfectly satisfied with the heat that it gets just from sitting on the pan on the blech, even if it's not wrapped. But they want to wrap it because, like I said, it might have been wrapped already in the fridge. And they didn't wrap it in the fridge to make it hotter, right? They wrapped it in the fridge because that's the way we put things away. And they want to keep it wrapped now just for that purpose, then it would be okay. A person has to be honest with himself. If there's a dual purpose, that's not good. It can't the kavana can't be in lechamim.
What about opening it, taking some
oil? Right. So that's exactly what I was going to say. That would be the eitza. If you're not, you know, I want to make sure that you're you're not fooling yourself, or in a case where you do want it to get hotter, and so then you would at least open it so that it's covered at the bottom and on the sides, but the top is not covered. That would be the Eitza. And then feel the Ramah, that would be fine.
Well, how do you do that? If you have it in a pan, so it's already covered on the bottom and the sides.
Well, it's not in a pan. Again, it's on...
Let's say it's in a pan. Let's say it's in a pan.
Okay, and you're putting that on another pan?
On top of an upside down pan, top of the warmer or whatever. And then the question is, do you have to open it up on the top, some of it?
So, yeah, just make sure the top is not covered. Make sure the top is not covered.
What I was saying, not covered at all.
The top, yeah. The top shouldn't be covered at all. That's
you couldn't need some of it covered, just a certain percentage to open it up?
On the top, that's... Maybe technically you could, but that's not good. Once the best thing would be to make that it's not mechusa on top. That would be the proper way to do it. Or you could have it covered on the top and leave the sides uncovered. You could do that way if you feel that you prefer. But then leave the sides or at least partially uncovered. What the post can say is if there's a significant part, you could have, let's say, hadmana up to here and from the top down, but let's say, I don't know, like the black part here or something. There's no exact shear. But an amount that you see, not just a microscopic amount, an amount that's quite nicker, that is nicker, unwrapped, going around the thing, that would also be fine. And even if the top is covered and it's covered from the bottom up, but you leave a ring around it, a noticeable ring around it uncovered, that could be done. I mean, it's a little bit hard with tinfoil to stop playing with that and a piece of kugel in it, but it's easier just to unwrap the top. But so that would also be a mitzvah.
And this wrapping cannot be done on Shabbos, even for those that's cold, something that's cold can be done on Shabbos.
Well, it depends. If it's, again, like I said, cold, not if you mean to heat it up, right? But only if you're wrapping it fully. If you're not wrapping it fully, then it could be done, because that's not, according to the Ramah, that's not Hatmana. Okay, that's one case. Another common case is if a person wants to put something like a kishka or maybe a piece of potato kugel into a chalent. And so the question is, are you allowed to, really the question is twofold. Are you allowed to put it, even if you don't wrap it, are you allowed to put a kishka and immerse it in the chalent? Or is that itself Hatmana, that the chalent is wrapping, is insulating the kishka? And even if you say, well, no, that's not. So that we could say, or many would say, that's not hatmana. That's it's all one top shul. You're cooking. You're cooking. Especially if you want the chalent to cook together with the rest of the the kishka to cook there with the rest of the chalent, or you want the potato kugel to get tam from the chalent. You put in the chalent because you may be putting the chalent because it gets tastier. It picks up tam from the chalent, or maybe the chalent picks up tam from it. If you're doing that to make it, then it's okay. But just like you have potatoes in the chalent, we don't say, oh, the potatoes is hatmana because the beans and the broth is covering the potatoes. That's hatmana. That's the food. That's the dish. That's your chalent. So if the kishka is unwrapped, or the potato is unwrapped, and you just make it part of the chalent, that would be okay. But the more serious question is, what about if it is wrapped? Let's say you want the kishka is separately wrapped in tin foil or plastic or something like that. I mean, I don't know if you can put it in plastic anyway inside, but some other substance that you could put it in, or some people put like a sack of rice in some sort of a bag that could be immersed into the chalent. Is that okay, or is that hatmana? Is that hatmana if it's completely covered? So that's a much bigger shaila, because it'd be easily arguable that that's not part of it. It's not like a potato in the chalent. You don't wrap the potatoes. It's not part. You're keeping it separate, and you're really just it might be viewed as you're just using the chalent to heat it up. That's what you're doing. You want the kishka to be nice and hot, so you're burying it in the chalent. It's already cooked, the kishka, right? It comes cooked, and you. Or if you made it at home, you cooked it before you put it into the chalent, most likely, and you're just putting it into the chalent now to get it hot, and you wrapped it.
It's before Shabbos, though, right? Before.
Yeah, but oh yes, great. Okay, but here is the case of the Hamosif Hevel. Thank you very, very much.
But even in that case, they'll wrap. I'll point in the wrapping just to make sure it doesn't fall apart. Like.
Okay, so that's one argument that you're wrapping it just to keep it. Exactly, you're not wrapping it. The wrapping isn't meant to add to the heat, right? It's not meant, you're not wrapping it in foil so it should get hotter. We get plenty hot in the chalent. It's sitting in a chalent pot over the fire or in the crock pot, and it's getting plenty hot. You're wrapping it because you want it to stay separate. You want to be able to serve kishka along with the chalent. You don't want it just to fall apart and get mixed up into all the chalent. So then, in Echanami, if that is your purpose, so there are a number of posts going to say that is mutter. Halach l'maaseh, that is mutter. Because if that's really your purpose, then it should be mutter. It's not being done as a means of gaining heat. It's being done as a means keeping its status, keeping its own identity, let's say, and while it's heating up. Also, and especially if it's in a bag where where the flavor goes through. Now, I don't know, aluminum foil, I'm not sure if the flavor penetrates at all. But if it's in some sort of other type of cooking bag or something, which allows the tam goes through, so then that's another story that it's, if you know, again, I'm saying but really it's still telling you the same thing, it still has to be that the wrapping is not for heat purposes. Lemaise, if you do have an aluminum foil, although, like I said, there are, you know, Gedolei Poskim that are matir, one could be yotzei all the days, or especially if one is, you know, questioning their own motives, and maybe the wrapping is meant for heat as well. So the answer, the eitz would be to make a few holes in it. Pull, you know, here you have a, like a cylinder, the kishka, right, wrapped by the foil. So it makes it, pull off the foil in a few different places. Here you don't really have top and bottom. It's all around. But take off the foil. Take cut out a few pieces of the foil in some places, and this way it would for sure be a part of the chalent. There it's for sure getting time from the chalent. It would only be mixas then. You could argue that it's only mixas if you take off, you know, a few places around, and also it's you're connecting it with the chalent mamish, then that would be more derech bishul than derech hatmana. So that would be an eitzah. Okay, but the shaila I really would like to discuss now, I hope in the time, is that the etzim use of a crockpot, putting your chalent into a crockpot before Shabbos and plugging and leaving it on Shabbos. I'm talking about the conventional type of crockpot where you have an outside electric piece, you know, round or oval shaped, and which gets plugged into the wall, and there are heating elements there in within the walls, and then you put the pot inside, the cheres pot inside that, and it's covered on top of the regular pot cover. So there are poskim that say that that's also hatmana. That's hatmana because it's covered well on three sides. So you say, well, okay, three sides, but it's not covered on top. Yeah, oh, it has a pot cover on top, but that's not hatmana. A pot cover is not, you should have to have something covering the pot cover, right? You would have to have like something additional. For example, if you were to put up your chalent and leave something on top, leave foil on top to cover it, to keep it hotter, that for sure would be hatmana. Or even if you put some sort of other heat resistant material on top, some sort of cover, you know, sheet or blanket which is heat resistant, that would be hatmana because now it's covered all over. But if there's nothing else on top but the pot cover, where's the hatmana? So, well, at least for the so you say, okay, I understand lefi the svaradim, lefi the shittas hamechaber. Okay, this is hatmana. It's mutman on three sides, and this is a davar hamosif hevel, right? This is mamish, the crackpot is it's mamish cooking the food. It's certainly mosif hevel. So sure, that could be a problem lefi the mechaber. But why lefi the Rama? Why for Ashkenazim should that be a concern? So, in the sefer Orcha Shabbos, the mechaber, one of the mechaber sefer, Rabbi Yitzchak Mordechai Rubin Shlita, brings that he sent a shout to Shlomazan Arbach, in which he wanted to suggest, based on two sources, that it should be hatmana. First of all, he said that the Ramah Shita is based on the Ramah Shita that hatmana is only a problem if it's cool and not mixas, is based on a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And if he says, if you look in the Sefer HaYashar of Rabbeinu Tam, it says there that hatmana is usur if it's kulo or rubo. He says, aha, the Rabbeinu Tam himself says rubo is a problem. Not just kulo. Not just if it's completely covered, even if it's mostly covered. Not like we've been assuming till now. So he says, that's one thing right there, Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ramah is based on Rabbeinu Tam. So we strike out. If you look at Rabbeinu Tam, you can't have it three quarters covered. And number two, he wanted to say there's also muchach this way in the Chayadam, because the Chayadam, one place says, when he's talking about a person leaving a pot of coffee and embedding it somewhat in sand and then putting some garments on top of it which are not touching it, because there's in order for something to be considered hatmana, the thing that's covering it has to be mamish hugging it, touching it. If it's not touching it, it's mutter. So for example, the Mechaber says that you could have a pot which is above the coals. According to the Mechaber, it can't be touching the coals. according to the Mechaber, because that itself would be Hatmana. But let's say you have a pot. This is the coals, and you have a pot which is suspended. It's on a tripod, some sort of stand, so it's not touching the coals. And then you put a board on top of it, and you drape sheets or whatever over the board so that it's not touching. The sheets are not touching the pot because you put a board which is wider than the top of the pot, over the pot, and on that board you put some a blanket or sheets. But you put begadim. Those begadim, they're not touching the pot. Says the mechaber, that's fine. That's not hatmana because on the bottom it's not touching, and the sheets aren't touching either. Even though the sheets are there to keep in the heat, but they're not touching the pot, so that's not hatmana. So the chayyadim is describing doing this. But he's saying you could even put it in the bottom, put it in sand. Now sand is called a davar hamosif hevel. You could bury a little bit in sand and have these sheets on top which are not touching it, because it's only partial hatmana, right? It's only partial. The top is not touching, so that's not hatmana. The hatmana is the sand on the bottom. It's only partial. And he writes that you could put it up to halfway or a third in sand. That's his lashon. Ad chetzio o shlishiso in chol. So Rabbi Ruben wants to be daik. The most he lets you do is chetzio. The most he lets you do is half. He doesn't let you do it more than half. Like this Rabbeinu Tam. It can't be mostly mutman. It has to be only maximum 50% mutman, but not more. It can't be rubo, like Rabbeinu Tam. See what he wanted to say? Yeah. Now, the problem is, which he himself brings, is another chayadim. I mean, the chayadim earlier says mefurish, that it's only called hatmana if it's wrapped all over, top, bottom, and all sides. So, how does this shtim? Here the Chayim says, the way he's reading it, only up to half. And here, that's in Kal Chaf. And in Kal Beis, he already said that it's only hatmana if it's wrapped all over, according to Ramah. So he wanted to make a chilek, Rabbi Ruben, so it shouldn't be a steer in the Chayodim, he wanted to make a chilek between a davar hamosif hevel and a davar sheino mosif hevel. If you wrap it with a davar she'eino mosif hevel, just with garments or something, then it's only a problem if it's all wrapped, all the way. And that's what the chayyada means back there in Kal Beis, eino mosif hevel. But here, in the second place where he's talking about putting it in chol, putting it in sand at the bottom, which is a davar hamosif hevel, there it's a problem, even if it's only partially wrapped once it's kula, once it's mostly wrapped. There it's a problem once it's mostly wrapped. There you can only do it if it's only half wrapped. That's what he wanted to say. So, and he wrote this to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he writes in his tshuva, he says, I heard in your name, and he says, right to Shlomo Zalman, that you said it's okay to use a crock pot, but I don't understand why lachar it should be a problem of hatmana. So, he wrote this to Shlomo Zalman about two and a half months before Shlomo Zalman was nifter. And he received a tshuva, a short tshuva, which is dated about 3 weeks before Shlomo Zalman was nifter, the 6th of Adar, whatever the year was, Tavshanayin, whatever the year was. And in that tshuva, Shlomo Zalman indicates that he agrees that it's usher. He writes there, let's see if I can find the page right here, I have it about the sefer. If Shlomo Zalman writes, I was never matir, you know, because he wrote him in the tshuva that I heard you were matir and I don't understand why. So he writes, I was never matir. I was never matir using a crock pot. Just get the page. 1 second, please. Here. Okay. It's on page Tavkuf Membeis in the Chelek Aleph of the Sefer Archa Shabbos. Lo horesi b'zeshem heter. I never said it was mutter. The adraba. Daiti maskemes l'dvarv. I agree to what you said. So basically, and then. Okay, so, but like Rabbi Ruben himself writes earlier in the Sefer, Shlomo Zalman didn't go into the rayas that Rabbi Ruben brought, and the you know, the steer and the chayadim is yes a steer, not a steer, is his answer correct, not correct. He didn't go into that. He wrote pretty much b'kisser that he agrees that it's usher and it's a problem of hatman, and he gives an eitzah how to avoid it, how to get around it. But the way to get around it, you can't use the crock pot in the normal fashion. So he says, well, the daiti is considered mamish hatman b'davar mosif. That's what it says. That's what it says in his words here. However, lemaisa, many after this tshuva came out, like I said, and many great poskim were very bothered by this tshuva, and they didn't understand why he was being machmir. And first of all, some write that, let's just go through quickly the two svaras of Rabbi, or the two arguments of Rabbi Reuben. The Sefer Yerushalayim Rabbeinu Tam, right, says Rubo Okulo. So a number of posts can point out the Ramah is not based on that Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah is based on the Mardchai and other Rishonim who say Mefurish only Kulo, only if it's completely wrapped. So even if it says that Rav Vosner writes this in the Tshuva and the Rav Moshe Mardchai Karp writes in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, that may be Rabbeinu Tam Shita, but that's not the basis of the Ramah. The Ramah is based on the Mardchai, whose understanding was that only if it's Kulo, only Kulo is a problem. Less than Kulo, even if it's just a mix, it's not Mutman, it's not a problem. That's number one. And number two, the Chayodam, and this, personally feel, here very strongly, the Chayodam that said over there that it's Mutter in Kal Beis, unless it's completely wrapped all over, is clearly talking about a Dover HaMos of Hevel. If you look inside, he's talking about inside a Tanur, and he uses the word clearly, even B'davar HaMos of Hevel. To say that he's talking about Davar Shein HaMos of Hevel there, I don't understand how that's possible. And by the way, it's not just me, Rav Neuvert, Rav the Shemir Shabbos Kilchso, who wrote a whole tshuva about this. He writes this clearly, that the Chayodim is, if you look in the Chayodim Kal Beis, where he says it's only a problem if it's completely wrapped, is talking about even by Davar HaMos of Hevel. The other Chayodim that said you could put in the stand up to half or a third, he's not giving you a limit. If he's giving you the limit, why does he say a half or a third? Well, if the limit is a half, you do it up to a half, so of course you can do a third. Why does he say it that way? If anything, maybe say it the other way, a third or even a half. He doesn't say that. He says you could put in the stand up to a half, up to a half or up to a third. Well, obviously, if you can put it, if he's trying to tell me, I'd kind of a sulo, so don't say up to a third, say up to a half. That's the goal. That's the limit. Elamai, that's just the Urcha de Milsi. He's giving you a mahalach how to keep your thing hot. So he's saying, put in the sand. He's like, he's giving you the recipe, give you the instructions. Put a half or even a third will be good enough, and then put clothing on top of it, and you'll have a. That was the derech. They weren't mopping it. They didn't dig it in. They didn't go to the beach and whatever and dig it down into the sand so that you need a shovel to retrieve it. He's just telling you the way. He doesn't say that's all you could do. It doesn't say that the chayodim. And be careful not to do more. And saying that he isn't Marame. He's not Marame's anywhere. That Rove is a problem. He should tell us Rove is a problem. If anything, he says in Kal Beis, it's not a problem. So if he's trying to tell us Rove is a problem, so say Rove is a problem. Don't just give us an example of up to half. And I think especially because he says up to a half or up to a third. So Pashas that Chayodim is never meant to be Davka. And there's no stira, and there's a Rabbeinu Tam, but the Gedolim say the Ramah is not based on the Rabbeinu Tam, at least not on the Sefer Yashar. He's based on the other Rishonim who say Kulo, and the Chayodim, there's no Chayodim like that. So many say this. I'm just one on a long list of Chashuv people who said this, and there are Chashuv people who said this, and I also said it. But so there is a tshuva from Eliashiv, a printed tshuva, besides the tshuva that someone said over Rabbi Yashiv's shitas. But there's a tshuva that Rabbi Yashiv himself wrote in his it's printed in his Kovetz tshuvas Chelek Gimel Simon Mem Gimel, where he seems to be talking about a crackpot, although he never uses that word. I don't know if you know the word, but he talks about this sir hamayucha, the special pot. Excuse me, but and he wants to be machmir. He is machmir. And he has also two reasons. His first reason is based on, because he says, even though the Ramah says it has to be fully covered, but the Prima Gadim in Simen Reish Nun Tes in Mishpat Sosav says that if it's covered on three, on all, the bottom and all the sides, even if the top is uncovered, you should be machmir. But there is a Prima Gadim like that. That if it's, as long as it's covered completely on the side and on the bottom, then the fact that it's uncovered on top is not good enough. Prima Gadim says that. And there's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which says also that even if we'll say not like that, Prima Gadim, even if we'll say that even covering on the top is still okay, I mean, not covering on top is okay, even if we'll say that just the mere fact that it's not covered on top is okay, the fact that it's exposed just on the top is okay, that's only if you're only being matmenit to keep in the heat. But if you're being matmenit with a Dovraham, you're being matmenit to increase the heat, then it's not enough just to be uncovered on top. Similar to the Prima Garden, but that's one point. But the thing is, the Mishnah Berurah says Mefurish not like that. So Rav Eliashiv be Machmir says it's Kedai be Machmir the Prima Garden, the Mishnah Rav. Mishnah Berurah never brings down the Shulchan Aruch Rav nor the Prima Garden. He says Mefurish not like that. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah in Simon, Reish, and Gimel, Sifkat, and Memches, and Sifkat, and Samachtes. He says, Mefur is not like that. Mefur says, if it's not covered on the top, it's not a problem. So, okay, so Rabbi Yashvi, you know, he feels he should be machmel like the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Prima Garden. So, okay, but Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, not. And his second reason in the Tshuva to be machmer is something which is not nogei a crackpot. So he writes that also a crackpot is worse because the cover of the crock pot, he said the cover itself is designed to fit onto the outside base, onto the electric component outside, and therefore it's not a regular pot cover. It itself is a form of hatmana on top because it's designed to fit onto the base. Now, that's not our crock pots. I mean, maybe there's a crock pot like that. Maybe he saw, maybe Rabbi Yashu was shown.
The commercial ones, no?
Maybe, but even there, do they fit on? I mean, when you lift, you can't just lift up the pot because the cover will. I mean, the cover will.
Big white ones.
Yeah, I see.
Doesn't the cover the entire thing?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. That guy.
I don't think so.
No.
This is bigger.
Because otherwise, you lift.
They're the same, but it's set the same way.
Right. Otherwise, how are you gonna get? How are you gonna get your hand? How are you gonna, you know? Great, how are you going to pick it up?
Well, the ones
okay.
I've seen.
All
right. No,
the we could look. Maybe. I thought we have one like that at home that we got from a shul in Chicago that was closing where that. So we have. I could talk. Maybe we'll take a look and see which way it is. But the regular ones are not that way. That I know. I have at home. The regular ones are not that way. So if your crackpot is not that way, then the second reason doesn't apply. Elamai, the first reason, okay, but the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, so. So Belyashev, who wants to be, who is Machmir, he suggests that you put down some stones or something at the bottom of the insert, the outside piece, between that and the pot, so it'll raises the pot, so that it's not just exposed on top. Part of the sides are also not covered by the metal piece. That's what he says to do. And there are those that do that, you know, to be yotze this chumra b'liyashiv. But lemaisa, many hold. Now, Ramosha and Tzal held that's not necessary. Many say this over. I heard this from Shmuel Ferbshim Ramosha, and it's in print from Rav David and from others. B'shem Ramosha that he did not hold that way. He did not have to do that. You could use a crockpot the standard conventional way, the way it is with the, you know, and it's not choshes for atman. It's not covered on top. There's no atmana. For Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, they have to ask their own child because for Sfaradim, Pashas is. Now, there is one more element to this, though, which some rely on. And by the way, if you want a quote also by the Sefer Kovitz Halachis, brings our Shmuel Kamenetsky held, it's mutter, and crackpot is mutter to use in a standard way. It is not a problem for atmana. If you want the Maramokum, it's in the second chelik of Shabbos, and it's... he says it's not a problem, and he writes there. Shmuel says, quoted in the Ha'ar Pei Dalet, he said it's not a problem. And if imdas hagarden mishal mazamech lesser mishum atmana, hareiz a chiddush gadol. So by the way, so this Torah, I saw some to explain. Some say Baal Peh why Rosh Hashanah was asering. Rosh Hashanah doesn't seem to be asering also. He doesn't mention the Prima Gadim. But there's Tarsha Baal Peh as to why Rosh Shlomo Zalman asked it, but we'll leave that for now. But in any case, Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer Mekel, and also Rav Shlomo Miller, it's quoted in the Sefer called Shabbos Shlema. It's the Chelek Aleph, Perek Tez Zayin Ha'ari Yud. Shlomo Miller is also Mekel. Now, what I was about to say, there's another Svara to be Mekel, which Shlomo Miller also brings in, and others bring in, is that in many crackpots, it's not mamish. Touching the pot is a little bit smaller than the insert, maybe just so that it can go in and out easily. You know, they don't want to have to push it in and fetch it out, so it's not touching. There's a little bit of air, it's only a little bit, but there's a little bit of air in between the metal and the pot. So some say that's good enough. You don't need a lot as long as it's not touching. Like the case of the Shulchan Aruch, the begadim are not touching the side of the pot. There's no shear. Some say no, that doesn't count because it's designed that way, and you cook that way always with a crock pot, and it's too insignificant. Some said, I think Rabbi Yashar himself is quoted as saying that little bit of air is insignificant. It's not good enough. But others, others do bring that into the cheshbon and say because of that. So there, so maybe, you know, even Sfaradim could ask a shaila. I don't know, maybe this, you know, they may find that their poskim will also allow it.
As long as you lift it up at the bottom.
Or even without that, because it's not. You mean saying it's mutman on the bottom? It's mutman on the bottom. If you call that okay, yeah. Except there might be as far as why even that's okay. It's not gechol mamish, but okay. But yeah, that's a valid point. But al kapanim, where for Ashkenazim, there are many mekilin. Sorry, Moshe's mekil, and I quoted just now where Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and Rav Shlomo Miller, and. And others, so they're yesh ma'akilim, yesh ma'achmirim. But one who uses a crock pot in a conventional fashion, definitely has ami, you know, ami l'smochim. One who wants to be ma'achmir, you know,
versus the other. The cover goes into the candle. That's how it stays on. That's not one only because. Would go above the walls of the pot?
No, either way, if it's just the pot cover, that's not called hatmana. Hatmana has to be something covering the pot, not the pot itself.